Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law a bill that bans so-called sanctuary cities. Senate Bill 4 allows police to ask about immigration status when someone is arrested or detained. It also punishes law enforcement leaders who don't fully comply with federal immigration law. Police chiefs and immigrants' rights groups oppose the law. Audrey McGlinchey with member station KUT in Austin has more.
In a surprise ceremony streamed live on Facebook, Governor Abbott sat at his desk.
Legal immigration is different from harboring people who have committed dangerous crimes. Those policies are sanctuary city policies and won't be tolerated in Texas.
Abbott said this new law targets people like Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez. Her department, which covers Austin, often refuses requests from Immigration and Customs Enforcement to detain people believed to be in the country illegally. Under the law Abbott signed, police who don't cooperate fully with ICE can be removed from their jobs and charged with a crime.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! SB4 has got to go. Hey, hey.
Roughly two dozen members of immigrants' rights groups gathered outside the gates of the governor's mansion Monday. They held signs reading, "No racial profiling, no discrimination." Ken Zarifis, who heads the local public teachers union, ditched the bullhorn that others needed to use.
Make no mistake, the most vulnerable will be asked, "Show me your papers."
A person worried about the impact of the law is Vanessa Rodriguez. Her parents brought her into the country illegally, and she's a recipient of DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
I, an 18-year-old freshman at the University of Texas at Austin, am I a criminal? I don't think so.
This law has been compared to a law in Arizona that was ultimately struck down by the courts. But that law required police to ask about immigration status, while this law gives them discretion to ask. Witnesses and crime victims are exempt from being asked about immigration status. Still, law enforcement groups say it'll make communities less safe. Here's Austin Police Chief Brian Manley speaking last month.
We will have folks that may be concerned to come forward and report their victimization or report being a witness to a crime, because we're going to start to blur that line of whether or not we are working with ICE on the civil side of enforcing immigration law.
Legal maneuvering over the bill has already started. The state of Texas has filed a federal lawsuit in order to get SB 4 declared constitutional. Meanwhile, immigrants' rights groups say they expect the law to be challenged before it goes into effect on September 1st. For NPR News, I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.